Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, dignitaries from 35 countries and representatives of various international organisations descended on Larnaca on Thursday for a meeting over the Amalthea Initiative, Cyprus's humanitarian aid corridor to Gaza. The meeting took place at the Xenon Coordination Centre, with dignitaries discussing possible ways to alleviate the ongoing food crisis impacting Gaza as conflict rages on in the enclave. Foreign Minister Konstantinos Kombos said the creation of a common fund was also discussed, with the aim of being able to provide the necessary financial support required for the continued operation of this effort. Speaking in Brussels, President Nikos Christodoulidis spoke of indications that the European Union would contribute €70 million to the fund initially. The United States National Security Council head Curtis Reed said the US military has set up a timetable of May the 1st for completing and receiving the infrastructure off the Gaza Strip. Washington, meanwhile, continues to urge the Israeli government daily to open up more routes on land. We'll continue stressing the urgent need for a ceasefire that will facilitate the release of hostages and the increasing humanitarian aid to Gaza, Reed added. Meanwhile, President Nikos Christodoulidis met with United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres on Thursday. Speaking upon his arrival in Brussels on Thursday, Christodoulidis said he was to discuss with Guterres the Cyprus problem, the results of UN envoy Maria Angela Holguin's second visit to the island, and plan next steps. He also said he would hold a joint meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and European Council President Charles Michel. At that meeting, he said, matters relating to relations between the European Union and Turkey will be discussed. We wish for developments in relations between the EU and Turkey more than any other member state. However, those developments can only happen through progress on the Cyprus problem. Elsewhere, revenues from fines issued following violations caught by traffic cameras from January 1, 2022 to March 14, 2024 amounted to €9,329,369, according to data presented by MPs during the House Transport Committee on Thursday. More specifically, within the time frame analysed, a total of 323,176 violations were caught on camera, with fines issued for 320,447 of them, out of which 147,188 have been paid. Meanwhile, 149,094 are yet to be settled and 24,165 are being contested in court. According to a police representative who attended the committee meeting, motorists caught violating traffic rules who have not yet settled their fines can pay them without the need for litigation, which may entail significantly higher amounts. The majority of fines, a total of 244,665, were issued for speeding, followed by traffic light violations, of which there were 38,726. In other news, a subset of teachers went on a 24-hour strike demanding job security for their posts, in a move that Education Minister Athina Mikhailidou described as hasty and untimely. The group of 1,200 protesting teachers who are working with the ministry support programmes claim they may face unemployment after 10 years of work. They are all contract workers who have signed collective agreements as part of the ministry's efforts to contract their services. Trade Union Basi Beo General Secretary Andreas Gounis described the working conditions as akin to the labour of the Middle Ages, with teachers facing and fearing unemployment. We will exert all our power so that no colleague ends up unemployed. Whether on the negotiating table or on the streets, and wherever else is needed, we will be here. And finally, the giant water bug which has been found in Cyprus by scientists does not bite human toes, Cyprus Wildlife Research Institute Director Gemal Basat clarified on Thursday. Speaking to the Cyprus Mail, Basat explained that the insect is particularly prevalent on the east coast of the island in Famagusta and near Toayanapa, and is commonly found in coastal areas by the sea. However, he was keen to make reassurances that the insect does not bite human toes. The insect in question does not and has not bitten human toes or any part of the human body, he said. That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.